Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the ongoing fight between Omarosa Manigault Newman and President Donald Trump, also known as the DC Battle of the Network Stars. It's hand-to-hand combat between the master of sleazy opportunism and his star pupil. And this thing is more delicious and ugly than an underbaked blueberry muffin covered in marshmallow sauce and wasabi sprinkles. Apparently, being fired 4 times by the Oval Office apprentice has taught the lady a thing or two. She's the Frankenstein monster of reality television. Only she combines the same kind of frivolous character assassination along with a complete lack of moral integrity like the aerodynamic coif regularly sports. He must be so proud. Trump called her a lowlife and a dog after she revealed secretly recording conversations in the White House, including her firing in the Situation Room. Live by the underhanded, dastardly move. Die by the underhanded, dastardly move. All this and more is detailed in her new book about her time with Trump, titled Unhinged. Unhinged. The next book will be called Crackers and Nuts. She claims to have other tapes and might be able to get her hands on the fabled recording where the New York City real estate developer casually tosses around the N-word. Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said she couldn't guarantee there's not a tape of Trump using racial slurs. But even the prospect of further non-racist recordings has White House staffers trembling like a weasel with eczema sliding down a ski jump. Probably because they routinely hear so much horrible stuff at work, they can't be sure they didn't pull a Billy Bush and sycophantically agree with something absolutely dreadful, like how they're glad Dopey Donald is president. Trump's best people best be terrified. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.